This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What? Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these failure drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Gets you 10% off.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Revolutions are funny things. Complicated things. And you really, really need to be careful before you ever sign on for one. Before you ever push for one. Shoot, the founders talked about it all the time. Yeah, it's important at some point to have one, but be real careful. Because the grass is generally not greener. That's the harsh truth of it. The grass isn't greener. Robespierre. Many of you have heard of him. Many of you have not. Robespierre was a Frenchman. And this Frenchman was born in the 1700s during a time, well, France was broke. Why was France broke? Well, there are a lot of reasons, but the main reasons for that are this. One, they were helping us. Remember what was happening in the 1700s. We've talked about this before on the show. It wasn't an American Revolution in the eyes of France and Britain. I mean, it was, but it wasn't. What that war was for France and Britain was simply yet another colony, one of many that they were fighting over, in an effort to be the number one superpower in the world. We look at it through our own lens as that was our everything. That was our coming out party. They would never describe it that way as some major engagement for them. It was a colony Britain lost. It was a proxy war France won. That's how they look at it. And like I said, these were taking place all over the globe at this point. Now, the thing about wars is what, people? They're expensive. They are very, very, very expensive. We don't generally think about that when we think about war. We like to think about it like the movies, don't you? I do. War is about swords and spears, bayonets, muskets, machine guns, tanks, planes, bombs. But all those things have a cost. The troops themselves have a cost. A big, big cost that adds up quickly. Not just paying the troops, they have a huge cost if you don't pay them. We'll do another show. Maybe I'll do one next week on Caesar conquering Gaul. When Caesar went up to what was France, you know, it was Gaul before it was France. And he would constantly, he'd have 40, 50,000 men, and he would square off more than once against an army of 100,000, 200,000. Oh my gosh, he's going to die. And Caesar would be all, oh, I'm fine. I'm just going to sit here and wait. Good luck feeding that. And he was always right. They weren't near organized to feed it. And the cost, the food cost to feed that many men, you just can't do it. Large armies are often overrated. If you're going to have one, you better be making financial gains with it or disband it really quickly, or it will drain the treasury in a hurry. And France and Britain were both going through this at this time. Not to belabor the point, because this isn't about Britain and France and the American Revolution today, but remember, part of the reason, one of the main reasons for the American Revolution, beyond all that taxation without representation stuff they told you about, one of the main reasons for it was Britain pulled its troops out of the frontier and left our people exposed to Indian attacks because Britain didn't have the money to leave the troops there anymore. We looked around, we're like, well, what good are you? It's a big part of the revolution. So France has just wrapped up the American Revolution. We're in the 1780s now, and they have a lot of problems. One, they're broke. Two, on top of being broke, they're ruled by a monarch, Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette. I'm sure you've heard of her. Louis was, historically, you could probably say he gets a bad rap. Maybe. He is one of those guys, yes, he's king. This was the era where they thought kings were chosen by God. He was not thought to be a god, but he was thought to be chosen by God in France at this time. And yeah, he's involved in these wars, but he kind of has to be involved in these wars in his mind. We're competing with Britain. We're going neck and neck. But if you really have to point a finger at Louis as far as major faults, and as you're about to find out, it's going to cost him dearly. Louis is a big, big spender, as many French monarchs are. Personally, he's one of those guys that'll just do the 1700s version of waking up one day and deciding you need a new private jet or two, maybe one for your dog. He's that kind of guy. Well, when the nation is broke and the king is spending that kind of money, you can maybe withstand those things unless, of course, the people are abused in another way. You see, it wasn't only the king's taxes. The people, let's say you're an average middle class everyday Joe, maybe even poor, you're paying taxes to the state. You're also getting cleaned out by the church. There was a lot of tension with the church then. The church would clean you out. The church would charge you for things. The church at this time did not provide a lot of services, so they're cleaning you out. They're not providing a lot of services. And while the people are poor and going hungry, the priests and the nuns are driving Bentleys. Not obviously Bentleys, but you know what I mean. They're living really well. Okay, now it's resentment. Think about that with your church, your rabbi. Think about if you've fallen on hard times. Everyone you know's fallen on hard times. Maybe you had to sell your house. Maybe you're living in an apartment in a crappy part of town. Things have gotten rough. And you see your priest roll up in a brand new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe you drive by your rabbi's house and looks like he's putting the finishing touches on a $5, $6 million house by the water. Do you think that would create some resentment with you and the flock? You bet it would. You bet it would. So you have the state taxes, you have the church taxes, and this, above all else, is probably the main cause here. You had a third tax, a feudal tax. You see, France may have been trying to advance. They kind of had a legislature. I'm not going to go into it, although they never met and didn't really have any power. They kind of had a legislature slowly advancing towards republicanism, I guess you'd call it. But they still had a lot of roots in the past, and part of those roots were lords, the feudal system. You're paying the taxes to the state, church is cleaning you out too, and you've got someone else over you cleaning you out. And here's the big problem with him. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is a crazy, crazy world out there, and I think it's time we all just accept the fact there are some bad people in it. And the sad people, or the bad people, I should say, don't just exist out there. They exist online. There are people whose whole existence involves gathering information of unsuspecting people online and using that information to enrich themselves. You are exposed every time you get on the internet when you're in your house, unless you have ExpressVPN. I don't have a more plain way to put that. You are exposing yourself and your family to potential harm unless you have ExpressVPN. Your internet service provider can see everything you do. Go to expressvpn.com/Jesse. That's expressvpn.com/Jesse, and you'll actually get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. Now, that took a little longer than I wanted to get to my point, but you understand the feudal guys. Remember, you got the state, you got the church, the feudal guys. Not only can they tax you as much as they want, they can take as much as they want from you. It's no longer a title that's hereditary or earned in France at this time, because it's just become so corrupt. You can buy the title of feudal lord. Think about that. Think how much you would probably chafe under feudalism anyway. But even if you're one of these people who's used to it, that's the way things are. All of a sudden, there's a new guy who's your feudal lord, and you find out, wait, he just wrote a check for the right to abuse me? That's going to be a no for me. And there's this man, Robespierre, like we were talking about. He grows up, and debt is a funny thing. I wonder how many people I know have experienced it. I will tell you personally, I have been out of work before. Maybe you're out of work now. I feel like it's something everybody should go through at one point in their life. It is. Chris, you ever been out of work? Yeah, yeah. It is a bad feeling. It is a feeling you cannot fully appreciate until you're there and the bills are piling up and there's no money coming in and you feel like the world is coming down on you. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. And Robespierre's father was a lawyer, apparently a crappy one, because they were dead broke, buried in debt. Mother has another kid when Robespierre is a tiny child, dies in childbirth. So now he lost his mother. Father's buried in debt. They're so poor they have to break up their family and send the, it's one of those things, you know, send the kids to the aunts, uncles, and grandparents. It's that situation. Robespierre, to his credit, I know that sounds weird considering his horrible reputation, which he very much earned, but Robespierre, to his credit, is one of those people who took that big chip on his shoulder and made something of himself with it, chose to just launch himself into books, into studies. He throws himself into his studies. He's this top student, gets invited to this prestigious university, and at the age of 17, he gets invited to give a speech to King Louis, and Marie Antoinette gets invited to give them a speech, and this is the greatest moment of his life. And he practices and practices and practices. Think what an honor that would be. Growing up poor, and you find out you're about to speak to the king himself, the man ordained by God. And he hammers away and hammers away and hammers away and makes sure he perfects the entire thing. King Louis and Marie Antoinette show up in their carriage for him to give his speech. They don't even get out of their carriage and just ride away. Completely snubbing him. He is devastated, offended beyond belief. Why'd they do it? I don't know. I mean, for all I know, they didn't even know he was there. Think of all the responsibilities of a king and queen. In Robespierre's mind, though, screw you and screw everybody. Now we've got some problems because now the people are beginning to rise. They're broke. They're hungry. The king realizes the people want some reforms. So he tries to start allowing I'm just going to call it Congress. That's not what they called it. But for our purposes, that's just what we're going to call it. Starts to, you know, well, yeah, you can have some reforms. Not too many. You can have some. The people want more than that. And soon, the countryside is getting ugly. And when I say getting ugly, people are now dying. The countryside, the peasants are kicking down doors, stabbing, shooting their feudal lords. The game reserves, that's another thing. The people would go hungry, and these nobles, these feudal lords, would have gigantic sections of land that not only would they not let the people use, they would make sure these sections of lands were stocked with animals, and they wouldn't let the people hunt them either. It was like their own private hunting quarters. It would essentially be, I'm in charge of you. You're going hungry. I have an entire butcher's section of the grocery store to myself, and I don't even let you look at it, let alone take anything out of it. So when they kill their feudal lords, they start killing the game. If you want to talk about real abuse of power, they loved pigeons. Don't ask me why. I couldn't figure out why. Pigeons were like a thing that the lords loved, and the pigeons would trash the people's crops. The people were not allowed to touch the pigeons of the feudal lords. So during this revolt, when they begin to rise up, they started slaughtering every pigeon they could find just as a gigantic screw you to the nobles. I know, it's crazy, right? Crazy. Now things, and I'm skipping over a lot because the French Revolution would take a year if I wanted to get into it in depth. Things are completely breaking down now in France. King Louis is, at one point in time, he sets up 20,000 troops around the city to protect him because now in Paris, now in the major areas, now people are rising up big time, and it is not uncommon for mobs, that sound familiar? Mobs of angry people who feel oppressed are now beginning to kick in the doors of wealthy people, rape, pillage, slaughtering them all, walking around with their heads on the ends of bayonets. It's really, really ugly. Really ugly. King Louis brings in 20,000 troops to protect himself and the city. The people, about 30,000 of them, break into a veterans hospital and steal a bunch of weapons, tens of thousands of them. I think 20 or 30,000 weapons. Well, they didn't have any gunpowder for it, so they did that famous thing that you've probably heard of in the French Revolution. They stormed the Bastille. The Bastille was a prison. It was a prison not really in use, by the way, which is kind of funny, but it had a ton of gunpowder in it. It still had guards, even though it wasn't in use. The guards tried to stop the people. They opened fire on the people, killing a lot of them. The people then overrun the guards, kill all of them, and now you have essentially an army of ticked-off revolutionaries armed to the teeth. Picture all these degenerates you've been seeing on TV rioting and burning American cities. Now imagine if you handed every single one of them an AR-15 and 10 mags. Does that change things? Would that change how you view things? Might want to keep an eye on that. Might want to keep an eye on that because that's when things get real. Well, now it gets real. And now King Louis sends a bunch of his troops over to stop this gigantic armed mob. And the troops join the armed mob. The mob then goes to Versailles. They actually break into the castle trying to get at Louis and Marie Antoinette. They get into Marie Antoinette's bedroom, kill her bodyguards, but she managed to escape. Louis then finds another castle in town where he and Marie Antoinette don't hide out. They're prisoners in it. They can't leave. You are now surrounded by a mob that wants you dead. Big, big, big problem. Hang on. There's enough to worry about out there without you having to stress about sleep at night. I mean, isn't there? In your own life, when things are going well in the country, there's enough to worry about. Yeah, spouse, kids, house, job, car, everything. Now, look at the news. It's not hard to find something to stress out about. I'll promise you this. Laying there in bed, stressing more, is making all your problems worse. It's making everything worse. What if you could lay down at night and just zonk out like that? Just go right to sleep. You know you can with an Ebb Sleep. It's a wearable device, not drugs, a wearable device that calms down those racing thoughts and puts you to sleep. It works. Go to tryebb.com/Jesse. That's tryebb.com/Jesse. Enter the code Jesse at checkout. Get yourself $25 off. France is now burning. On top of all this, a war starts. between France and Austria and Prussia. So the revolutionaries who are now in control of France, it's not King Louis anymore, the revolutionaries are in charge, now have to conduct a war while trying to figure out what kind of country they want. And they start killing people. A lot of them. By the time they're done, they massacre 65,000 people, many of them by guillotine. King Louis knows his days are numbered. He actually gets in a carriage with Marie Antoinette, manages to slip out of town. Get this, how devastating would this be? Gets 160 miles out of town and gets caught. And they turn him around and send him right back. King Louis then gets put on trial. Obviously, the entire world is watching France's monarch be put on trial. Think about that today. Think about Vladimir Putin going on trial today, and it was a 2 or 3 week public trial. Little did he know it had been decided beforehand that they were going to find him guilty and execute him. There was some argument whether or not they should just execute him without a trial, but they wanted at least the appearance of propriety. So they drag King Louis up to the guillotine, and this all-powerful monarch, chosen by God, shink, head off. Marie Antoinette gets thrown into a jail cell. Same thing. Shink, head off. We don't properly pay that the amount of respect it deserves. Respect probably isn't the great word for it, but how huge that is. Pick a world leader and his wife. The country takes over, and they're publicly executed. And the man who's really running a lot of this is Robespierre. And this revolution is getting uglier and uglier and more complicated because, yeah, we got rid of the king and queen, but remember, revolutions are ugly, ugly things. They can't decide on what they want. Some people want a monarchy again with, you know, some concessions, a monarchy with a Congress. Some people just want it to be pure Congress. Robespierre doesn't want the monarchy. Robespierre has a lot of guns, a lot of people behind him. Begins to start executing even other revolutionaries who don't feel how he feels. This is a horrifying time. It's called the Reign of Terror. And just picture how that is if you're in a nation, a powerful nation that's been relatively stable your whole life, and a bunch of people take over and they can murder anybody they want, anytime they want. Straight up Lord of the Flies, Mad Max stuff. We're going to wrap this up early today because I have 8 trillion Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and they're fun, and we're not going to do a long, heavy history show today. It should be noted, something that I personally love about this, Robespierre himself acquires a lot of enemies. That happens when you preside over the execution of 65,000 people. That's definitely breaking some eggs when it comes to making the omelet. Not going to go well. They track him and some of his buddies down. He knows he's going to be arrested. He's well aware of just how fair that trial is going to go after he's arrested. So a bunch of them gather in the room, try to commit suicide. Obviously, some are successful. Robespierre, in what must have been the worst shooting in the history of mankind, is unable to shoot his own self in the head, shoots himself in the jaw instead, and shatters his jaw. Believe me, he had it coming. They lay him down, put a bandage on him when they break in, and then drag him down and throw him in the exact jail cell where he threw Marie Antoinette. How about that for poetic justice? Then, when the day comes that he's led to the guillotine, before they slip his head into that little hole, they grab his bandage on his broken jaw and rip it off. Ugh. Apparently you could hear his screams from some distance away. Off with his head. It is important for you to understand, for me to understand, for us to always, always, always remember. Revolutions like ours, the American Revolution, where we had one and it worked out like really well, where we had a revolution and we ended up with the most powerful, wealthy, best country in the history of the world, that is very much the exception, not the rule. These revolutions, these rebellions, they end like the French one more often than not. That's how they end. Be very, very careful as you look around right now. And as we enter this, what I think is going to be a real period of chaos in this country, I think we are entering a period of chaos, not a week or two. Be very careful what you wish for. We are going to try to tiptoe our way through this thing and think our way through this thing. On this show, we are not going to say the same things everyone else is saying. We're not going to go along with the crowd. We're not going to seek media approval. We're not even going to seek the approval of our other pundits on the right. We are going to try to have a little perspective on this show and walk through this thing in an appropriate way. I do very much think we are facing some scary times right now. That doesn't mean we lay down and curl up in a ball and weep. That means we're going to think about it, be smart about it, and we are going to demand that our political leaders have some balls. I bring that up because the first Ask Dr. Jesse question today was emailed to me. And it's, man, is it a good one. And I'm going to answer a lot of non-political ones today, too, because it's Friday, man. It's Friday. Dr. Jesse, why do elected Republicans crave the approval of the New York Times and the Washington Post over the people who actually vote for them? It's a good question, and let me explain it to you in ways that you can understand and I can understand. Why do they seek the approval of a media who hates them? Well, hang on.
Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3555. 888-844-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE, or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.